at Lake Charles.
Looks like 1 minute to me.
Get your knife and leave it on. It's February 32nd, and we're going to get them now because their last day is February 32nd. Come on now. We're going to get them all. It's hundreds of them. You're going to get them. Oh, come on. We ain't even halfway through. Because it's the 32nd day of February!
The time is 12 minutes since February 32nd. A track from Modern Dances, 1987, Corwood release 0752. Obviously, the last day of somebody's life. Before that, 1 minute. A track from Blue Corpse, 1987, Corwood 0753. It's time for Jan Deck. For over 40 years, a series of over 100 released recordings by a DIY then collective known as Jan Deck have been released under a small label out of Houston, Texas called Corwood Industries. There are outsider artists, those who compose and record music outside of the norm. And then there's Jan Deck, approaching music on his own terms, using his own invented tunings of microtonal variants and a vocal style, again, tortured, whining, squeezing out emotion, a sort of modified version of the blues, disregarding the typical scale of the first, fourth, and fifth notes, but using open tunings, sounding remote and apart from anything else out there. Often, especially in the early days, resembling a slow blues or shuffle as interpreted by a visitor from another dimension or planet that was exposed to Harry Smith's anthology of American music, returned to his homeland or home dimension with just a vague memory and understanding of what he heard and tries to relate it. A series of low-tech LPs done on a reel-to-reel tape with probably two microphones in a bedroom birthed 1978's Ready for the House, originally credited to The Units until a cease-and-desist letter from another outfit with the same name forced the artist to come out with a more original moniker. Jan Deck was born. Started producing LPs and eventually CDs. They slowly crept their way to radio stations, onto printed music reviews, and even garnered an early taped interview for Spin magazine from musician-writer John Truby. That set the foundation for one of the greatest cult artists of all times. This series of weekly radio programs intend to spotlight the remarkable depth and recorded output of Jan Deck over the past over 40 years. There are plenty of podcasts and YouTube analyses out there. We plan on touching on that a bit, but this is mostly about the music of Jan Deck. I'm Cecil Doyle. A few months ago, I got an email from a listener asking about who is that strange artist I used to play about, 15 years ago. It hit me. Jan Deck. Went into the back of my closet, pulled out two boxes containing 40 releases from Corwood on Jan Deck. Times being what they are, his music seemed to mean a whole lot more to me than it did back when I first heard it around 2004, 2005. The subject is time, and it's time for Jan Deck. Jan Deck on Time continues. A song about buying your oranges from Florida and then putting them into a closet. From the album You Walk Alone, 1988, Corwood 0754, this is Time and Space.
I looked at my clothes and it seemed, oh, they was all black. Thank you.
What's that? What's that?
Listening to the other side of life. That was I Know the Times. Before that, Time and Space. Two tracks that sound almost like normal blues or rock. From the 1988 Corwood Records release 0754, You Walk Alone. Jandek on Time, tonight on Time for Jandek. From 6 and 6. The album from 1981, Corwood 0740. Jandek asks the musical question, can I see your clock?
Bye.
something's wrong, but I'm gonna do it anyway. You can put your bloody mind in a paper bag and eat it for lunch. It took about a month or so.
Appears the object of the representative from Corwood's gaze is on someone living free and living high. That's The Times, a track from Chair Beside a Window, the 1982 release Corwood 0742. Before that, 9:30, White Lines on the Road to an Air Force Base, as well as Wrong Time, a track where you can put your bloody mind in a paper bag and eat it for lunch. What is God? Two tracks from the 1985 Corwood Records release 0748 entitled 9:30, another reference to time. And Can I See Your Clock? The musical question from 6 and 6, again from 1986 Corwood release 0740. Time for Jan Deck here on KRVS with Jan Deck on Time. Next up, seemingly an obsession with a fresh new time, cleaning hands, going to the cleaners. This is Jan Deck with May 7th, 9:15 a.m.
Wash out my mind. Each time I get so gay, it takes me out of a bind.
Clean day. programmed my abdomen. I don't think about it anymore. It doesn't tell me what to do. I got the network to my nerves now. It's all so automatic. I just command the boat. Inside the house. Can't chew well because it feels like a foreign object in your mouth. Well, screw my brains. I screwed yours. I'll take a jump off a cliff. Yeah, just don't look down. Splat. Way down there. You're laughing so loudly. You're sure a funny thing. You can take all your laughter. And scream at the night. I'll never go with you. I'm the one that's there. into that space around my epicenter. It don't need to go far for me to see it here.
Just be me.
machines now. Down by mediocrity.
Thank you.
going down a road, go on down the street, say hello to every stranger that you meet. Obviously, the title is the sentiment. That's No Time, a track from the 1983 Corwood Records release 0745, Your Turn to Fall, 1983, music by Jan Deck. Before that, a testament to his faith, I Gave My Eternity, a track from A Kingdom He Likes, Corwood, release 0777. Prior to that, it rang 11 times. I don't even want to begin to discuss what happens. And it rang 11 times just because there's so much to dwell upon and we have time constraints here. Prior to that, a couple from Interstellar Discussion, the 1984 release, Corwood 0747. We heard Waltz in 2/4 Time. We Ain't Gonna Let You Wash Your Car. It's So Damn Dirty You Can't See So Far. Take Me Back, Take Me Bones, and Take My Blood, and Dash It All. Let's go. And the set began with an obsession with cleaning, cleansing. May 7th, 9:15 a.m. A track from the 1984 Corwood's Records release 0747, Interstellar Discussion. Time for Jan Deck, Episode 1, Jan Deck on Time. Produced in the studios of KRVS, located on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Thanks to John Truby for the inspiration and first person to kind of delve into and actually contact the man entity known as Jan Deck. Also to Seth Tissu for his website, A Guide to Jan Deck, an invaluable source to his early material. And also to Julian Dale, who as of late has been posting for the past few years videos, album analyses of Jan Deck. Some of those may be incorporated into future editions of Time for Jan Deck. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Join us next Tuesday morning, 1 a.m. here on KRVS. And once again, it'll be Time for Jan Deck.